Good morning, beloved, and thank you again for allowing me to come into your homes and share these few moments with you on this beautiful Friday morning. And today we are in John chapter 21, verses 1 through 14. Seven of the disciples have been out fishing all night, but they don't catch anything. And when Jesus appears on the shore of Lake Tiberias and tells them to cast their net again, they catch many fish. Jesus then invites the disciples to share with him the meal that he has prepared. And again, God's guiding word for us today is hope. We began this week with the guiding word being prayer. And now, after we have prayed, now we have hope. And this is exactly what has been going on as we are reading the life of Jesus. So, let's go ahead and begin reading at John chapter 21 and verse 1. After this, Jesus appeared once more to his disciples at Lake Tiberias. This is how it happened. Simon Peter, Thomas, now called the twin, Nathanael, the one from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples of Jesus were all together. Simon Peter said to the others, "I'm going fishing." "Well, we'll come with you," they told him. So they went out in a boat, but all that night they did not catch a thing. As the sun was rising, Jesus stood at the water's edge, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then he asked them, "Young men, have you caught anything?" "Not a thing," they answered. Jesus said to them, "Well, throw your net on the other side, on the right side of the boat, and you will catch some." So they threw the net out and could not pull it back in because they had caught so many fish. The disciple who Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." And when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he wrapped his outer garment about himself because he's taken his clothes off, and he jumped into the water, and the other disciples came to shore in the boat, pulling the net full of fish. They were not very far from land, about 100 yards away. And when they stepped ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it and some bread. Then Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." And Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net full of big fish, 153 in all. Even though there were so many, still the net did not tear. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat." None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who you are?" because they knew it was the Lord. So Jesus went over and he took the bread and he gave it to them and he did the same with the fish. This then was the third time Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. And our key verse for today is John 21:13, where it says Jesus went over, took the bread, and gave it to them, and he did the same with the fish. Beloved, we talk about Peter being the rock of the church and all of that, and he was the first one to say, "I give up on all of this Jesus mess. I'm not going to be a disciple. I'm going back to fishing. Fishing I know how to do. Fishing I can be successful at." And in his lack of faith, he also caused six other disciples to lose faith and to go and join him as they went fishing. And so, basically, these guys are all apostate at this point. They have left their calling and gone back to the thing in the world that they knew how to do, and that was fishing. Isn't it interesting that they had given up on Jesus, but Jesus hadn't given up on them? And when they had spent the whole night doing what they were experts at doing, fishing, and catching absolutely nothing, that they come to shore and there's Jesus waiting for them with a fire going, breakfast on the fire, and he is ready to receive him back, or receive them back to themselves. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you lovingly invite me to dine with you each day as I feast on your word. With a joyful heart, I thank you and praise you for the spiritual nourishment you graciously provide each day. Amen. Well, that brings our time together for this week to an end. I hope to see you on church on Sunday morning. If you can't make it into the church service, well, I hope that you are able to join us by Facebook or by Zoom. And if not, well, then you'll just have to listen to me drone on and on next Monday morning, where we will be in John chapter 21, 15 through 25, as Jesus speaks to Simon Peter. God bless you, my friends. This has been a wonderful week that we've been able to share together, and I pray that God will richly bless you in every area of your life. God bless.